Well, our moms think we're funny.
So, many of these characters got their start in the 1990s under Liefeld's Extreme Studios imprint at Image Comics, laden with pouches, gritted teeth, guns, and bad attitudes.
It was such a Turkey Tom delivery. Tom Dark.
Extreme Studios!
That's what Turkey Tom does during his documentaries when he's trying to, like, really emphasize a point.
Well, that's how it came across when he put the when you looked it up and everything, and, like, you know, like, previews, it was like, Extreme Studios featuring Youngblood.
It's the exact kind of thing. Be like, and then Sneeko would insist that he was mad about this.
Oh, so kind of like the teacher in high school when we were talking about Huck Finn. She's like, yeah. And it's like, and so Huck and Finn were going down the river with Nigger Jam. Because the quieter you whisper it, the less effect it has.
Right, right.
Get away, you dirty. Now I don't feel so offended. I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was in your way. She said it so softly, I didn't take it as an insult.
Oh, man.
So, if the chief examples of the trend that Liefeld popularized in Marvel Comics through characters such as Cable, Deadpool, and X-Force, Last Blood is unique in that the series has a limited run, with the first February 2024 issue limited to so many copies through the retailer Whatnot. Right?
That's weird.
Okay, so this story was published March 1st of this year. Okay? I'm going to read this last sentence again, but this time I'm not going to hold anything out. Last Blood is unique in that the series has a limited run, with the first February 2024 issue limited to 80 copies through the retailer Whatnot.
80 copies.
And it's being reported on in March. The 80 copies through Whatnot came out in February.
So
if I was interested in this, I cannot get that now.
It's too fucking late. Yeah.
Because I'm sure all 80 copies are gone. There is many a birdcage that is now reading that. So.
Why would you ever do a print run of just 80 books?
Whoa. Who said he was only going to do a print run of 80 books? I never said that. Who told you to say that? I never said that.
It said
Whatnot told you to say that?
It said it was limited to 80 copies. Is it like a print on demand thing?
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Yeah, dude, okay. Go for it. Finish.
Aside from Image not publishing the series, the story features another major deviation from Liefeld's recent work. Notably missing from the character lineup is Youngblood, the team of the first comic book ever published by Image Comics. Originally envisioned as a spinoff for DC Comics Teen Titans, it was instead a rather infamous exploration of superheroes as celebrities. The rights of those characters are partially sold off to a business partner whom Liefeld has now had a falling out with. As a result, he hasn't used them since 2019. He still works with Image, however, with the planned Bloodstrike, Battle Blood. Like, God, can you just put blood in anything else? Like that's all you have to do is just say blood something and that's it. Battle Blood series releasing in May. Good luck. You still got that Image book that Tyler Kirkman was working with or whatever to unite all of the Image books. I think the fourth issue hasn't come out, and it's been like fucking, I think it's Shattered Image is like the name of it or something.
I've heard of Shattered Image. He was supposed to be doing a run of Lobo for DC, and thank Christ almighty they decided not to let that happen.
Oh, he did.
He did it?
In New 52.
Fuck. Oh, well, New 52 doesn't count. That's not real Lobo.
No. There was real Lobo at first.
Nah.
No, sorry. He didn't do Lobo. He did, Lobo made an appearance in the Deathstroke series that he did. That was horrible.
Oh, okay.
And then the new Lobo showed up.
Yeah, no. New 52 Lobo doesn't count. This isn't Everyman. He's not a universally canon character. Like, I choose not to accept New 52 as being...
Nobody accepts New 52.
Yeah. Like, New 52 can suck my cock and balls. It can suck my Everyman.
New 52 probably would suck your cock and balls. That's how much that series sucked.
That said, if Liefeld wants to do a run of Everyman, then whatever he creates is perfectly canon. He is co-creator of Everyman.
Yeah. So. Well, first the Lord, then Acomi, then Turk, and then Rob Liefeld. But yeah, from that point on, yeah, whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
So, I got to put in Rob Liefeld, Last Blood, because there's a part of this, of the story that wasn't here in this article, I'm putting the wrong thing.
Hey Rob, if you want to do a comic about Everyman assassinating Roy Thomas, you can do that. It's canon.
That is true. So comicbook.com had an article on it. And this was in January, so actually before the book came out. This is weird because the book was supposed to come out in February according to this, but they're saying here, the comic sold out almost immediately, and by this morning, Liefeld was promising that it's... What the fuck is that? Fucking ad bullshit. That's something I can't fucking stand. It's like every webpage has to have a fucking ad on it.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you can't get enough viewership to keep your website alive and everything, then, like, you don't deserve to have one.
I mean, okay. Hey, we've been keeping this podcast alive with no viewership, so, you know...
Okay, says Liefeld's mysterious book has been selling at sky high prices in the early going. In the early going, what? That's poorly worded. Particularly because he has a number of exclusive variant covers, some of which are only available to the earliest adopters on Whatnot. So only 80 issues, but he has a shit ton of apparently like variant covers. Okay.
It's one of those things.
They call him the superstar artist. Has kept the comic almost completely out of sight, forcing fans to decide if they're going to buy it, to buy in based almost entirely on Liefeld's name and reputation. That's going to be a big no-good buddy over. The comic sold out almost immediately, and by this morning, Liefeld is promising that it's headed back to print again. In its second printing, the clean, quote, clean and quote, bloody covers from the first round will come back, and so will the stretch cover. Although they spelled it A-L-T-H-O-G-U-H because like whenever you publish something, you know, online instead of actually, you don't have an editor. So, you know, whatever. Or apparently you don't know how to fucking use the autocorrect, in Word. But anyway,
they probably were trying to get ChatGPT to do it.
It will be a more traditional white one rather than the black that sold out last year. When you sit and you draw a comic book for yourself, you're asking yourself every page, will anyone give a shit? Dude, that's, you probably ask yourself every day when you get up and you think, I'm alive. Will anyone give a shit?
Yeah, that's what Rob asks himself every time he sits down to draw. Will I give a shit? And the answer is inevitably, no.
And then you have to say, and then I have had people say, if you don't show it to me, I'm not buying it. Okay, but I'm not going to show it to you. So it says Liefeld told comicbook.com, suggesting that he was stunned by how well Last Blood performed. You had 80 issues. The fact that you have 80 people that are fans of yours, right? That means that 1.5 people, right? Or like, no, I'm sorry, that, like one person in every state is a fan of yours.
yeah, like, I can't believe I sold 80 whole books, like, That is the kind of shit that you say when it is your first time self-publishing your black and white indie comic and you're going to like the local comic con hosted at your library. Like that's when you're like, I can't believe I sold 80 books. When you're noted internet thunder cunt Rob Liefeld and you've got like 40 years of insane notoriety, that shouldn't be a surprising statistic for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing their new song, AC/DC with Thundercunt.
Thundercunt! You and me, baby, Thundercunt!
I'm sorry, that was a really good insult. So I wanted to tell a story that I could just do whatever I wanted.
And you never draw feet, Zora! Thundercunt!
I'm just drawing these pages with some familiar characters, some new characters, and the story is starting to take on a life of its own. I love the fact that he doesn't have an idea. He's just drawing characters, and the story is forming around that.
He's making shit up as he goes.
That is beautiful.
He's doing Zen filmmaking, but with comics.
Let's see here. What does it say? Oh, Best Buy, your device is ready for your, and your pickup appointment is on.
Which nice. They sent to the phone that you picked up.
Yes. Which they told me that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But still, just like, you know, hey, a little bit later, you're going to get, this is hours later, you're going to get a text from us telling us that you can come pick up the phone that I'm going to give you right now that you've already picked up.
It was a really awkward conversation. It's like, you know, hey, we fucked your phone up. Sorry, we'll get you a new one. Here's your phone back. You can use it, but it is fucked up, and it's our fault. We're going to get you a new one, but you're also going to get an email saying that your phone is fixed in about 4 hours.
Yeah, and that you can come pick it up, but you won't need to pick it up because we're giving it to you right now.
So don't come pick the phone up, because this is the phone that we fucked up, and you're getting a new one, but you're going to be told to come pick it up. You've already picked it up, so you're picking it up now.
As you say, unless, of course, he is where he isn't.
If that indeed wasn't where he isn't.
So, yeah.
It's a shame. The girl was, the first girl was kind of cute.
Yeah, she was. I mean.
She was all right. She was,
not, you know, not my, like, body type of choice or anything, but yeah, there was a nerdy cuteness to her.
Yeah.
You know. And I'll say, like, you know, like, her wide hip to ass ratio was interesting. I mean, like,
I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, like, I've never ridden that before, but I'm not opposed to it. I just, you know, like, it had me thinking. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I mean, our barista at Starbucks was pretty cute too, but mostly just because she was like, getting an extra shot of espresso and an Americano would be 5 shots. Are you okay with that?
The most we can put in there is 9.
Yeah, that's what gave me pause. 9, you say.
Only thing I think could think of was you were like, and then, what is that? I'm sorry, the guy on TV there, is that who I think it is?
I'm not sure who you think it is.
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Oh, I could not tell you, man. I'm the wrong person to ask.
No, look at him.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Private Pyle? Doesn't look like Private Pyle?
Oh, Private Pyle. I don't know. The facial hair and the curly hair is throwing me off. It kind of looks like him, yeah, now that you mention it.
Anyway, Yeah. It just made me thinking, like, you know, well, if you won't put more than 9 shots in there, then we'll just go over across the street to Panera and get ourselves a spiked lemonade. You know? We'll get 2 of them. Okay, so.
That's what I should have told her. It's like, well, if I can only have 9, then let me get 2 smalls with 9 shots each.
Okay, so I gotta get back to this Rob Liefeld thing.
Yeah.
Even though what we were talking about is far more interesting than that. But anyway.
Why should we talk about sex when we could be talking about Rob Liefeld?
We're talking about sex! What's wrong listening to the old man talk about sex?
You know, world famous comics industry twat discharge Rob Liefeld.
Oh, good one. Okay, so the truth is, I want to tell a story, and it's like, that I could just do whatever I wanted. It didn't even feel like Image Comics. Okay, whatever. Image Comics had a system that we fed. I'm just drawing these pages with some familiar characters. It had a system we fed. The system was like, we do it every once and we'll get around to making comics whenever. That's why the books were like months late. Anyway, it's taking the life on its own. I was really going to make it only 23 pages, and then I made it 28 pages because when you're printing to order, a 24-page signature is way more affordable than a 32-page signature. I don't understand what he means signature, but anyway.
So a signature is like when you fold a page and fold it and fold it again so that you have 8 pages?
Mm-hmm.
That is a signature. That's why typically books are printed with page multiples of 8.
Oh, okay. So basically what he's saying here is that it's cheaper to make a book with 24 pages than it is to make a one with 32 pages?
Yeah, basically.
But no fucking shit.
Right?
The more you add to something, the higher the cost. Again, no fucking shit.
Yeah, that's like completely brilliant right there.
Rob, you know, stater of obvious math facts, Liefeld. Rob, the only adopter of like the Terrence Howard math system, Liefeld.
Genius entrepreneur and mathematician Rob Liefeld.
Lover of fish sticks, Rob Liefeld. But I went, no, I'm going bigger. I'm going bigger because I'm going to keep telling the story. Then you send it to the printer and go, is anyone going to even want to buy this? Liefeld describes Last Blood, which he says is he is planning as a 4-issue miniseries. Again, planning. He hasn't actually planned it out yet because he was creating the story as he was drawing it. Is my little side project. It's designed with his hardcore fans in mind because I understand, and because it's spelled B-E-U-C-A-S-E. Again, no fucking editor or knows how to use autocorrect, you know, in Word.
B-E-U-C-A-S-E.
B-E-U-C-A-S-E. Because.
Or
Bowcase. I'm sorry. Bowcase.
Bowcase.
I understand the base of people who enjoy my work, which is nobody. You can get a first look at the new sketch cover variant below. Wow. That's some of the best work I think he's ever done.
Is it the blank cover?
Yes, it's the sketch cover. It just has the title of Last Blood, which is Rob Liefeld, then last in a block kind of font, and then blood, as if it was like written with like a giant paintbrush. And then it's got blood splatter all over the blank cover. And it's like, I love how they make it a key point to say, you can get it first look at the new sketch cover below. The sketch cover is a blank cover with a title on it.
Yeah.
When I can look at one, I can close my eyes and see a fucking sketch cover.
If somebody did that shit to me, like, I'm going to show you this special sneak preview of our sketch cover, I'd kick him right in the dick. Like,
it's not hard to notice that while the sketch cover is a little different, the font for the first issue's main cover bears at least a passing semblance to Bloodstrike, with the mention of familiar characters and the word blood in the title. Like, so you know how to do anything that doesn't have blood in the title? Don't be surprised if we get some crossovers there. Then again, that might be overthinking things, as Liefeld himself acknowledges. He's got a theme going. I have Bloodstrike, I have Blood Wolf, but also I was very successful telling stories with Youngblood, Team Youngblood, Youngblood Strike File, The Blood Pool. And he says with a laugh, I'm like, did y'all forget? Nobody has more blood in their books than me. Literally, right? Well, it might seem a bit of a liability.
I can just hear him doing that laugh. I can just hear him doing that laugh. Right, guys? Come on.
While jabbing the interviewer in the ribs.
Just elbowing him. There's lots of blood in my books.
Well, it might seem like a bit of a liability to go into a new project like this totally blind. Actually, I think if he were totally blind, his artwork would be better.
No problem.
Liefeld said he felt a little bit like he was going home again. When I talk with my old heads about comics, his old heads?
Old heads?
Okay. All right. We talk about how much is given away now. And it's like, whether it's movies or whether it's comics, the publishers want to entice you to sell as many copies as possible, so they're showing you more than maybe you want. Well, yes, I want to entice you to sell as many books as possible. That's how we make money.
Yeah.
Okay? When I grew up reading comics, you just knew a comic was coming in 30 days. That's it. There was no advanced art. You didn't get a 5-page preview. Okay, that's because back then you didn't have the internet.
Right, yeah. Like, it cost literally $0 to put 5 pages of your book on the internet.
And plus, back then, the last page of the book, like when they had the letters to the editor section, sometimes would have a thumbnail of the cover of the next issue.
Yeah, very often.
Plus, I don't need to give you a preview because most books at that point ended on a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, some of them, you know, they were always one and done stories, but a lot of ended on a cliffhanger with you having like an idea of what's coming up next.
He's insufferable. He's very insufferable.
So that's it. There was no advance. So, I have had people tell me, I love that you're not showing us anything. I love that I'm going in blind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure people told you that. I really cannot emphasize enough the power of surprise. I know that if I was sitting next to you, any of the hundred of people who bought their copies, hundreds of people who bought their copies last night on our opening night.
Of their 80 book print run.
Yes. That's what I'm like, again, Howard, like, Terrence Howard Math right there in action for you.
Oh shit. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but Rob Zombie's doing a remake of Christine.
Really?
Yeah. Starring, of course, Sheridan Zombie.
As the voice of Christine?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know.
I want you to just think about what I just said.
I understand. I get you. I figured that, like, I mean, we saw how the Michael Myers thing went, right? It wouldn't surprise me if Christine was talking.
Now, okay, I could see Christine talking if it came to the radio. Like, yeah, the radio changed and everything.
Doing
and
the then, bumblebee thing?
Yeah, and then, like, it was, like, she sounded like a DJ.
That would be pretty cool, yeah.
And, right, and so, like, if he wanted to talk to her, like, he would have to, like you, he turned to a dial, and then, like, there was her voice.
So, Sherry Moon Zombie, Mark Wahlberg, and Dylan Mulvaney.
Okay, well, you just, one, I probably wasn't going to watch it anyway, but now I'm definitely not going to watch it. Unless Mark Wahlberg, the movie starts off with him being crushed in the factory that makes Christine. Oh, God, no, because he's probably going to use a newer car.
It doesn't look super new.
Oh, my God, it's going to be a Tesla.
Oh, God, that'd be amazing. No, it doesn't look super new. That would be infuriating if it was a fucking smart car.
Oh, my goodness.
Because then they're just doing this stupid Child's Play remake.
Ugh.
Where it's like, oh, suddenly Chucky's just a bad robot.
Okay. So, I know if I was sitting next to you, any of the hundreds of people who bought their copies last night or opening night, I know that on page 7, you're going to be like, what? Even my own family was like, that last page works. Your own family? Please, you don't have family that talks to you.
Yeah, your family doesn't know shit about comics, Rob.
The direct-to-consumer element is unique with Rob Liefeld's long career. He has always been approached by publishers interested in taking it out of the crowdfunding model and into direct market. I've been doing this a long time, and I'm still touched in the head. I had two publishers reach out and ask if they could publish Last Blood in the last 24 hours. Hey, Rob, we would like to know if there's a publishing partnership we could forge with this. And he's like, for right now, this is the way. I can see doing a trade at some point, but on my whatnot, if I do a remark or a certain sketch and people really find favor with that, I won't revisit it. It's a one and done. It needs to stay one of those. Still, Liefeld says he's putting together a retail program when it allows comic book stores to get in on the fun, but also keeps the bespoke aspect of Last Blood in place. They're using bespoke a lot, like they know what it means.
Yeah, right.
If you're a retailer and you want to buy your own version of the book, my own version of the book, right? We can have that discussion. We can make that happen. It'll come with a custom cover and a certain print run. But I'm making it reasonable. Sure, it'd be fun to distribute more of these through comic stores because the backbone of the industry, That's not us.
No, it's not. Clearly. That's why I was showing you that. 51,000 likes. 76,000 followers.
Okay, we'll have to look at that after I'm done here because a little bit of copyright infringement there.
Depends on how long it's been there. We may be the ones infringing.
I've got an LLC. I had to run that shit through and they had to look and see, like, does anybody else already have this name? They're not incorporated.
January 9th, 2012. I'm just going to like this page so we can come back to it later.
And even if they had it first, if they didn't incorporate it.
2012, no, we came up with Zombie Punk 2009.
Yeah, so it's... Anyway.
I have liked it. We'll come back to that.
So here's the thing, right?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that was not insignificant, right?
No, it was not.
Guys, we might be able to retire.
We'll have to wait until they get really, really big and then
come back. 76,000 followers.
But what do they do?
Music reviews.
So anyway.
It is a music chart page. Music news and more.
Okay.
I'm really sorry to have derailed this, but that really whammied me.
So Rob Liefeld is doing this, has done this book through his whatnot, and he has sold 80 copies plus a shitload of variant covers, apparently.
Mm-hmm,
And he may republish the first issue, right? So slightly different covers.
Right.
Instead of having the black cover with the red splatter on it, it's going to be a white cover. It'll be a sketch cover. But if a retailer wants to do their own version, then they will be able to work out a deal with him to do a print run, but it'll be a unique cover just for their store.
Right.
So basically, he knows it's not going to sell a lot of books. So he's not trying to put too much money into it and have a bunch of leftover copies. So if you want to sell my book, fine, but all of the risk is going to be on you.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so that's, like that's beautiful. And doesn't really tell anybody that what he's doing. He just drops it out there. Like, oh, I don't want to give too much away. because he can't give anything away because he is making the story up as it goes along.
Yeah, yeah. It's just ridiculous to me that he's, like, refusing to show anything. And then they're like, oh, yeah, well, here's the sketch cover.
remember that drop? That drop shoulder, like...
Yeah, yeah.
That cover, like Stan saying, check out the full image.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Like everything from his pose to like the way he's bent forward.
There's no balance. The upper arms are way, way longer than the forearms. The forearms are just too short. The hands are too small.
Look at that. How's that? How was his forearm connecting to his bicep?
Like it's not. That's the whole problem. The thighs are the completely wrong shape. They taper down to non-existent knees. There's no sense of balance. No sense of balance.
See how his name was on the cover, and then instead of him like signing it, he just highlighted in between to. Because see, like the same pen was used here.
Oh, yeah.
To do that.
He's got to put lots of blood in there because he's the blood guy.
And I love how this guy's just standing in a pool of blood too.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah. Like it's
that is the worst fucking design I've ever seen. I've heard people say that Liefeld's only real strength was like good character design. It's like that's not good character design. That's fucking terrible.
Oh, you probably don't remember this, but this is a character that he created. Like it was supposed to be his big thing for Marvel, and as soon as he created it, like they just yanked it and was like they didn't put anything behind it. Like this is garbage. We're not doing this. It was this character here, Major X, right? From doing an X book. Fucking bucket on his head. The same kind of bullshit, like, guns across his back with the, you know, with the stocks that don't match up to anything. Look how this one, this kind of goes down to like a, like some kind of narrow point. Like,
yep.
Look at that generic ass gun. Like, he didn't even try to give it any kind of like,
no texturing, no details.
Nothing.
And then the rest of his costume is just Deadpool's.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, oh my goodness. I don't hear, and this is what Major X looks like with, you know, without his helmet on. He's a black guy. He looks kind of like Cable, only he's got micro dreads of sorts. I don't think I'd want to wear a costume that when I put it on made my dick disappear, like I have no bulge, and made my nose disappear.
Right.
But apparently that's how all of his costumes work. Oh man, God, look at this Wolverine. This is like the best Wolverine I have ever seen drawn. And not, oh my, and the, look at the stance of that Major X.
Oh God.
God, everything about this is horrible.
Yeah.
This is, what's this? Major X number 2. Like,
Wolverine has a fish mouth.
Just, his claws are even crooked coming out of his hand. Like someone like broke his arm and they held it in place to like healed wrong. Yep, and his claws are like stuck out like that. And like, Major X is like someone's like, Major X, show me what a football goal looks like. How is he standing with his arms like that? Why is he standing like that?
Yeah. That's terrible.
This is so horrible.
Yeah, that was rough. That's pretty horrible.
And look how he gave Wolverine this kind of big bulge here, and then Major X has like nothing.
A little bit of self projection there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean just And this stupid bucket on his head. That's like the worst looking thing.
Yeah, it's a really, really uninspired design.
Well, it's from a really, really uninspired guy.
You know.
Okay, so look at this one here. This other cover with Major X. So I'm assuming that the crotch of the outfit is black.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe it has some kind of like a reflective parts to it. So it's black, but it kind of reflects as like red or highlights as red. Or is he just pissing blood down his legs? I really can't tell.
It's like somebody like sliced him right in the fupa. and blood is like trickling down either one of his legs.
And it's a, and then the gray beast here, which is God, he's such
a hack.
He really is a hack.
He's such a hack. Holy shit, we're 2 hours and 10 minutes in.
So. I was gonna do a whole other thing. You said no. Keep it going.
Well, we should definitely wrap it up now.
Yeah, like, I like this.
Hey, yeah. I mean, we got enough for a legitimate two-parter.
Oh, just I'm just like, oh my goodness. And he has to be seen as a joke now amongst people. Like no one really visits his stuff because they're like, I really still like his work. Like, it's just because here's something that we can make fun of.
I think Rob legitimately has about 80 fans in the entire world.
Well, apparently, like, no one has posted any of the, the pages from Last Blood. So either no one actually really bought it, or, like, it's on lockdown. Like, you can't show any of it.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think the people who bought it are the people who are, like, fans and want to pay $50 for a 20-page book. And then they're going to be like, well, Rob doesn't want us to post it, so we're not going to post it. We're not going to do that. We will disrespect them.
Look at this Thundercats cover with Lino with the mutton chops.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
That's horrible.
And look, he's doing the little shoulder tilt.
What?
Couldn't have seen that coming.
Oh. That's just horrible.
Yep.
My goodness.
So do you think that Rob was the one who came up with Deadpool having cancer, or was that the other writers?
Well, I think that when Rob was going around telling everybody that, you know, I create Deadpool. Like, yeah, Deadpool's just like a different version of me, and they were like, maybe if I give Deadpool cancer, Rob will actually get cancer. Look at this. Another Thundercats Rob Liefeld cover.
Wow. That's special. That's a lot of teeth right there. A lot of teeth. See, my theory is that, like, it was the writers, because they were looking at his art and they were like, oh, this is cancer.
Your work gave me cancer. Another drop shoulder, same pose.
Yeah, he loves that shoulder drop because, like, that's all he can fucking do.
Yeah, you've said it before, and it's very evident and true, but he doesn't know perspectives. He can't actually draw anything in a true perspective, so he just does this one thing, because if I had to show somebody a different pose, like, I don't understand how the lines go.
Yeah. I mean, just compare it to, like, that Captain America cover up there that Kirby did.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking dynamic, and it's a very similar thing. It's like, one shoulder is lower than the others, he's kind of punching into the camera. Kirby actually understood foreshortening and perspective.
All right, so I'm going to do two more things, and then we can wrap this up.
All right. So if you don't hurry, it's going to be a three-parter.
Okay, so look at this picture here of his character Shaft from Youngblood.
Yep. Let's see. Yeah, I critiqued a few of his Shaft images.
Had you done this one, though?
Not that one specifically, no.
Okay, so Shaft is in this full-on manga-like armor with these huge-ass boots. There's no way he could walk in.
Yeah.
Even if he's not, like, the boot hydraulics or whatever, like, lift themselves up, like, they're doing most of their work when he lifts his foot. Stepping in these things, it's like wearing like shoes that have like the super thick heel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, those are not just like walking in regular shoes.
No.
Because you're putting your foot down like inches, like, before you actually would put your foot down.
Right.
It's like if you were, and if you've never done this before, right? First, I'm going to call you a liar because I know you have. Second, if you really haven't, you should try it sometime. Do it going upstairs, not downstairs, because if you try going downstairs, you very likely could break your ankle. But a short set of stairs, walk up the stairs with your eyes closed.
Oh, I can't do that.
And when you get to the top, you're going to go to put your foot where you think the next stair is. But when you drop your foot, it's going to be at the landing.
And
it throws you off because your foot drops harder because you're expecting it to be stepping down 6 inches above where you actually are. Well, it's also the opposite thing. When you're trying to put your foot down, you think that the landing is 6 inches, like, lower than it is. And so you end up, like, hitting it, like, oh, you end up, like, kind of jarring your ankle.
Yep.
So he's got these huge ass boots on that as you see, like the toe, there's no flex there. There's no joint. Right. So he has to stomp. He can't like come down like doing a regular heel toe.
Right. Yeah. There's not like a natural arch to the foot.
Right. And he's got some other armor shit on, but his legs, the rest of his legs are not. It's just from like this, just like he's wearing these metal, like knee high boots. And he's got some shit on his like chest and everything else.
I love how Liefeld reacts to people saying he can't draw feet by every once in a while drawing a character with huge fucking feet.
Right.
Or it's like, that's not the criticism. It's not saying that you literally never draw feet. It's saying that you can't draw feet to save your damn life.
Right.
I also hate how these arrows are on the outside of the bow.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if he were to pull up and try to actually fire that, the arrows would shoot off at a 45-degree angle away from where he's aiming because they're on the outside of the bow.
Right, because he's got the bow in his left hand. He's got the arrows in his right over the left side of the bow.
Yep, yeah.
So, I mean, unless he was going to turn the bow sideways, like he's like a gangster archer or whatever, he turns his bow sideways. Well, what's twang, up?
Twang.
What's up? But the thing is, he's got the big metal boots on. They're protecting his shins and calf, but his thighs are all open.
Yeah,
he's not wearing anything that's covering his like his pelvic area or even his chest or stomach, just like the upper part of his chest.
Right, right.
So what is that armor doing?
I'm not sure. Maybe it like gives him like incredible jumping ability or something.
I think he originally wanted him to be completely armored up, but just couldn't draw everything else and just left that. That's just so horrible. And he put so much detail in it too. Like you could tell he tried real hard with this.
Yeah,
one.
It is way more detailed than his usual shit.
Okay, so the last thing I wanted to talk about here is on Popverse they're talking about this thing. And I saw this and I was like, wow, like this is supposed to be a thing. Like who, I know this is going to sound mean, but who asked for this? Like not only did who asked for this, but like what do you expect to get from this? I don't think it's going to work out the way you think it is. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So Deadpool creator is, let's see, that's the Last Blood thing. Here we go.
Is this the thing I think it is?
What?
Where Rob cut himself and dropped his blood on the cover of some of his books that he was selling?
No. Okay. Did he do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope he cut his hand.
No. He like, accidentally, like, cut his finger. And so he was like, I'm going to put a drop of my blood on this. And he sold it for, like, $1,000 because people are fucking retarded.
Okay, so Rob Liefeld, Extreme Universe, Bloodstrike Stone.
Extreme.
And Bloodstrike Stone and Blood Wolf. One-twelfth scale figures available for pre-order. Shown below is a look at the new Rob Liefeld Extreme Universe Bloodstrike Cabot Stone and Blood Wolf 1/12 figures from Loose Collector. These are available from Big Bad Toy Store and a couple other places and will cost $75.
$75.
$75 for his like off-take like Lobo off-take like Cable.
Yeah, it's Lobo at home and it's ElfQuest, but drawn by a shitbird instead of Wendy Penny. Right. So cool, very very cool, Rob. I would definitely pay $75 for your Timu Lobo.
Yeah, but like $75 for nobody wants these characters. Nobody asked for these characters.
No. If I'm gonna get an action figure, I'm gonna get like real actual Lobo.
Thank you.
Like you know, it's like oh. Would you rather have this nice box of strawberry Pop-Tarts, or would you like this $75 box of store-brand toaster pastries?
Yeah, it's like when you look and you're like, oh,
there's no frosting on them, fuck you.
I was going to say, it's like when you look at it and it's like, oh, hey, we've got cherry Pop-Tarts with frosting, and we've got cherry Pop-Tarts without frosting, like, you made a version without frosting? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did you go through all the extra effort to like nobody's gonna buy these? It's like why like was it Post has a version of Raisin Bran without sugar on the raisins? Fuck you! Man, who's gonna buy that shit, man?
If we're gonna say they had a version of Raisin Bran without the raisins, it's like that's just why fucking bother,
dude. They actually have a version of Raisin Bran out now that has like sugar on the flakes but not the raisins. And I'm like, wait. I'm gonna do now is just combine the two of them with like the sugar raisin brand and now the one with the sugar flakes. Yeah. And cause you, like, and when I saw it, first of all, I'm like, oh man, they got sugar on the raisin and on the flakes? Hell yeah. Like, no, wait. wait, no, damn it. I mean, hell, the sugar raisin, the way they give me to fucking eat raisins. but yeah, like, he's like, these two characters from like, you know, shit that nobody cares about is he's got these special edition collector's versions coming out for $75 a piece. Nobody's going to buy these. I mean, people will. Because they think, oh, I'll buy them because they'll be collectibles because no one's going to buy them. No one's going to want them. Yeah. And you're going to be stuck with them.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm going to continue this on, but we can go ahead and close the podcast out. But how in the hell is Spider-Man swinging? He's just jumping over them.
I think that might be one that I critiqued. I can't remember.
The web's not taut. He's not arching any way like he's swinging. He's just like, this web is forward as if he's just shining. He's pulling himself forward. This one's back as if he's going forward. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Deadpool, batter blood. God, even, oh. He
oh, wouldn't it be God. Worse blood?
He writes like he's fucking Taylor not so swift. I mean,
I just remember his appearance alongside Stan Lee with the comic book greats, and Stan's like practically sucking his dick over how many issues of X-Men he sold and
X-Force,
whatever it was.
Well, I mean, we just got to get that straight. Jim Lee sold a shit ton of X-Men issues, and I know because I bought a shit ton of X-Men issues.
I buy three or four of the same issue.
Well, I mean, I did because they had, each had the different covers, and then you had to like put them all together, where you just buy the one that had all the covers already put together. But I did each of them. I did all of them.
But yeah,
oh, fucking, here's the fucking story.
But yeah, Stan's like just jerking off Rob over how many books he sold, and Rob's like, "Oh, gee, come on, Stan, it's nothing compared to how many books you've sold over the years. I'm nothing compared to you."
Damn right you're not. So here's the story right here, though. After all this shit and everything.
Yeah.
Tom Brevoort says, Bill Gemmis renamed X-Books to stop paying Rob Liefeld. Yes, so Agent X as Soldier X and then X-Static. Yeah, he did that so he could break the contract and stop paying
him. And so the Deadpool one was called what?
Agent X.
Oh, so...
Yeah, I like the fact that I can't mute my phone. It's like well, you can always silence it by turning it down, but that's just the volume. I can't turn a ringer down.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. So now it just keeps going off, like dead by you. See, fucking Vault-Tec, freaking Vault-Tec, fuck me. Oh, fuck you, Vault-Tec. See, I told you, man. All right.
I mean, yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I am the co-creator of those three titles.
Yep.
You know, once they changed it, it was essentially, you know, a different title than what Rob created. So that kind of leaves it wide open. Like, I am the co-creator of those titles. So, but everybody is the co-creator of Everyman.
Yeah, everybody is the co-creator of Everyman.
Yep. So, everybody, show us your Everyman comics. Come on.
Everybody.
What? Everybody needs somebody.
Someone to love. yeah, dude. So that's the thing here. Like, so I'm going to keep going with this, even though we're going to stop here. But yeah,
I mean, honestly, we're 2 hours and 20 minutes in. We can make this a three-parter if you want.
I don't think people want to hear any more about fucking Rob Liefeld, man.
I mean, they have already heard me talk about Rob Liefeld for 4 hours.
I mean, I think at this point people are like, dude, like, you guys were obsessed. You need to just stop. Just stop with him.
I mean, I'm really more obsessed over Roy Thomas at this point.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Roy Thomas is our new obsession.
Yeah, I'm really pissed off at him.
Obsession by Roy Thomas.
Like, you know, when Rob comes up with a name and says the word Canada and then tries to take creator credit, then he'll go back up to my number one spot. But right now, like, in part two of the second 40 worst Rob Liefeld drawings episode, I popped off and I said some shit.
You came?
I went to a real dark place, which, yes, that involves coming. I've said pretty much everything I need to say to Robert.
Did you review his Shrink?
Yeah, there was a couple of panels of Shrink, but I want us to do a whole episode dedicated to Shrink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, there was like two or three, there was two or three in there. And the snowman one, man. Just kind of,
wow.
Just had to be there, the snowman.
I remember the talking kind of about that.
You remember the snowman?
Oh, man. Oh, here's the Bleeding Cool article about the thing. And they've got the
picture, it's all coming together.
Wolverine here from the 180.
Bleeding Cool can suck my dick.
I mean, they just reported on it, right? But yeah, Bleeding Cool is not that great.
I mean, at what point does that become like kind of a fake news situation? You know. Crooked Bleeding Cool gave Roy Thomas credit.
Says, Roy Thomas, the editor in chief, but such contributions aren't normally considered in the creator credit stake. So even they're like acknowledging that normally you don't get credit for that as the editor in chief by just like tossing out a few suggestions here and there.
Yeah. That's fucking stupid. Crooked Roy Thomas was an editor-in-chief, but he wanted to be a creator.
Okay, so this doesn't make any sense at all. So this person is talking, and they're like, they just says, even if Roy could have contributed as much to the character as Lynn, should he get the credit? Does contributing a name and a country of origin mean he deserves a percentage of the creator equity when he was on staff at the company? Does Marvel now deserve a split as they would be co-creators? They deserve it all because they're Marvel.
They deserve ownership of the property, but they don't deserve creator credit.
I mean, no, but they're saying should they get part equity from it? So should they get a percentage of any money that's made off of it because it was created under their, like, yes, that's how owning something works.
I mean, that is the whole point of work for hire.
So
Marvel gets all the money, and then they pay pennies to their creators.
Right. So she's like, should they get a percentage of it? Like, yes. Yes, they very much should.
I think what I kind of interpreted from that is that he was saying, shouldn't Marvel get, like, creator credit too? Because Marvel as a company created the character.
Right. Well, no, they're talking about actually getting a, like, cause they said, Does Marvel now deserve a split? I was thinking they're talking about, because they mentioned equity, as opposed to, like, creators.
Yeah. See, I was thinking, like, a split of the credit, but I don't know. I don't know.
Character equity in no way implies that creators own any part of a character. Yeah, well, yeah, okay. It's... Anyway, so... I just popped up here, and I was like, oh, hey, we were just talking about
that. Yeah, yeah. Speak of the devil. And he'll take credit for it.
But at least you get that really cool golden fiddle. All right, so...
Run, boys, run! I know how you feel about that.
I wasn't going to say anything. But I was going to mention, and I don't know how long it took me to actually notice this, in the Needful Things episode of Rick and Morty. After the devil, like, screws Summer out of her percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
When they become, like, needful.com. And he's like, I'm the devil, bitch. What? He jumps up on top of the desk and starts playing a fiddle.
Yeah, yeah. You and never noticed that before?
I mean, I did, but I didn't make the connection between that, like, the first time I saw it. And I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, it's spectacular. It's super, super good.
Jim Lee promises to draw one last Batman story. Well, bully for that ninja. I like Jim Lee.
Jim Lee's pretty good. He's a guy who's, like, so far avoided a fair portion of drama. He's never tried to, like, throw down with McFarlane or whatever.
Well, they're making another Final Destination movie, apparently.
Oh, good. Oh, good for you.
I'm sorry. That always kills me.
I didn't think that would get such a reaction. I'm really happy.
it's just the whole story and everything. Because that's the Christian Bale Terminator thing, yep, right? Yeah.
I was looking at the lights. I don't fuck up your lights. You don't fuck up my scene, man.
Okay. All right, come on. Apparently, this whatever is going on. Anyway, I'm just gonna read. Okay, so. Blah blah blah. Deadpool. So, Briefwort talked about the series Cable and Deadpool from 2004, which Marvel insists on collecting as Deadpool and Cable. Because
I remember that shit.
On that. Briefwort writes, in the year or two prior to this, in a misguided, unsuccessful attempt to avoid paying creator incentives to Rob Liefeld, with whom he had some bitter encounter, Bill Gemmis had decided to relaunch and rebrand the three ongoing series that Rob had creator participation in, Cable, X-Force, and Deadpool. So Cable became Soldier X, X-Force became X-Static, and Deadpool became Agent X, and all three of them suffered failing sales and were ultimately discontinued. So Bill Gemmis is the publisher.
Why would you ever take the character's name off the title of the book?
It says here, I'm trying to get back to the thing here where it has the article. So many fucking ads on here.
Yeah.
So Brian Cronin says Liefeld had not received royalties on the books in years. It was likely that any royalties would kick in at 100,000 copies sold. The sales on all three titles barely even reached 40,000 before the launch, and none of them improved dramatically post-launch. But what Brian Cronin may not realize that Liefeld had and still has creator participant deals for these characters, which pay out when they are used. Not just how much they are used, and it just may not have been much. And of course, Bill Gemmis is one for not making sense a lot of time. And Peter Milligan and Mike Allred played that up in X-Force before the title changed names, before it became X-Static. So then they have a little thing here with an editor, and he says, it's a legal thing, but some of the original founders still have a piece of it, which means I have to send them a irritating check every month. Come on, your new team. Come on, with the new name, as long as it's got an X in it. He goes, by the way, have you signed your new recruit yet? Marketing can always use fresh blood. anyway.
Surprised Rob didn't take that title.
Yeah, fresh blood, that's going to be the name of his new book.
I'm the co-creator of Fresh Blood.
So.
Every man is the co-creator of Fresh Blood.
Yes, he is.
He is. That's canon.
So he got rid of all those so he wouldn't have to continue to pay him, and he changed the name of them and everything to these other things so he would not have to pay Rob Liefeld, cause he was like, fuck that guy.
That's hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious.
I'm like, wow, that's some shade right there. That's some deep shade.
Yeah. That is like extremely petty and I love it.
Oh yeah, me too. It's
funny that the guy who was like petty enough to tank three books wound up being the best person we've talked about this episode.
Who apparently was not a good person, like wasn't a good publisher at all.
I mean, apparently not.
As long as there's an X in the title, it'll sell. Like, fuck off, bro. This guy says, Alan Moore once told me that he liked to overreact to situations just so there was no chance of a more reasonable future version changing his mind and being more reasonable, betraying his current state of righteous fury.
That sounds like Alan Moore.
Yeah, it does. So that was it. I can't really go into any more about like all this stuff, but yeah, so Well, I'm not going to. I was going to say something about, you know, the whole thing with him and Stephen Platt and the $10,000 a book thing and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm just going to let that go.
Yeah, I'm not entirely familiar, but, you know. I don't know. I'm just so blown away. I'm just so blown away. Of like, yeah, I suggested his name. I'm co-creator. It just pisses me off so much. So much. I'll probably never get over it.
You probably won't. I know how you are.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I hold a grudge a lot longer than you, but, you know, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really much of a forgiver.
Well, okay, let me say, I hold petty grudges a lot longer than you.
That's true. That, like, for me, it's got to, like, really offend my sensibilities.
For me, it just has to be an irritant. And then I'm like, yep, yeah, that, fuck you, I'm done. I mean, I am very, you know me, I am very much like, I will burn the bridge while I'm walking across it and not give a shit. Which is, I'm not saying that I'm proud of that. I'm just acknowledging that that's who I am. So, you know, like, I that's just like, yep, you know. Like, fuck your couch. All right. So, my name is Turk182.
And I am Akomi.
And we will catch you next time here on our Moms Think We're Funny. And we promise you, it would not be a story about Rob Liefeld.
Yep. And be on the lookout for the first 1,000 issues of Everyman.
Yes. I mean, hell, you can't escape it. Because, I mean, after all, you wrote it.
It is your creation. You are a co-creator. You should be proud of it. You should be very, very proud of it. So, yes, everybody, release your creator-owned titles of Everyman.
You wrote a fine comic book, Comey.
I'm especially looking forward to Everyman meets noted internet cockhole Rob Liefeld. So somebody get on that. As the editor-in-chief and co-creator of Everyman, I'm counting on somebody to produce that very, very quickly for me. Anyway.
I'm going to start referring to Rob Liefeld as Super Rooster. Because, you know, he's all, cock-a-doodle-doo!
All right. Well, okay. Bye, everybody.
Zang, yo.
All right there, folks. That was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give him a hand.